We've been seeing these well-dressed shorebirds all around Richardson Bay. Since their breeding colors will soon be fading as they settle into their winter plumage, you may want to grab that spotting scope or your trusty binoculars and head out to the bay's shores and see if you can catch a glimpse now. I'm Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary in Tiburon with a brief look into birds and nature in and around San Francisco Bay. This week, the black-bellied plover. This is Bay Birds. Most of us only get to see black-bellied plovers during their winter migration, since that's when they head to the coastal sandy beaches and estuarine mudflats, such as those we have here around the Bay Area. But they can also be found as far south as Chile and Argentina. Since black-bellied plovers have only recently arrived, many are still in their striking black-and-white breeding plumage. Breeding males are solid black from their chin to their belly, hence their name, and their upper parts tend to be white or white with black mottling. They also have a vivid white stripe on either side of their neck, running from the front of their crown to their wing. Breeding females tend to have more brown than black, but their breeding colors can be highly variable and can be almost as dark as the males. Within a few weeks, many will probably return to their winter dress code, being a speckled gray-brown above with a gray-brown breast and white belly. Black-bellied plovers are relatively large shorebirds, actually the largest plover in North America. A fun fact, the black-bellied plover is the only American plover that has a hind toe on its foot. This hind toe is quite small, however, so spotting it in the field can be very difficult. Black-bellied plovers also have a short neck and short bill. And like all shorebirds, that bill is perfectly adapted to gathering the small crabs, clams, and worms it prefers. It generally finds them by sight, but will occasionally probe in the sand or mud looking for them. And they can often be spied running, stopping, pecking, and scanning as it repeats this behavior over and over, feeding as it goes. On their breeding grounds, up on the dry tundra of the Arctic lowlands, black-bellied plovers primarily feed on insects. And although they prefer sand and mudflats during winter, they will occasionally be found in wet, plowed fields and grassy meadows near the coast and presumably feed on insects here as well. Black-bellied plovers have quite a distinctive plaintive whistle call that some consider the characteristic sound of the winter beach. See if you agree. But even with its large size and substantial vocals, it may be more sensitive to disturbance than many other birds because it is especially wary of intruders. Giving quick alarm calls and then flushing from nests, feeding grounds, or resting spots when potential predators are still quite far away. Even so, it is unclear how impacted they actually are by disturbance since their numbers seem to be doing well, especially in comparison to other plover species. If you plan on heading out to one of our shores to view these great shorebirds, do your best to minimize disturbance. While they may seem somewhat hardy compared to other shorebirds around them, they have traveled a long way to get here and need all the food and rest they can get to be ready for the upcoming winter. Well, that's it for this week's edition of Bay Birds, a production of Radio Sausalito and Audubon, California. Podcasts of this and each of our programs can be downloaded free from RadioSausalito.org and from iTunes Music Store. For more information about our programs at the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary, located in nearby Tiburon, visit us on the web at RichardsonBay.Audubon.org. This is Wendy Dahlia from the Richardson Bay Audubon Center and Sanctuary. Until next time, get out and enjoy the birds in and around our fantastic bay.
We hope you enjoyed the preceding Radio Sausalito presentation. You'll find more great jazz programming and podcasts updated every week online at radiosausalito.org.